Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this as well as your own altar daily. Engage in whatever faith prophetic action we may be inspired to take for the day. Then join us on Turning Point Prayer Hub via our YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, all at the Real Femi Emmanuel. If you are subscribed to our YouTube or Facebook, then listen to my radio broadcast that is daily uploaded on our YouTube and Facebook portals. Don't miss it. TPGF and listeners in other parts of the world with timeline zone difference, if you can wake up to join us real time, 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time, good, please do. But if you cannot, then whenever you wake up where you are, listen to this audio Turning Point first. Then move to the prayer hall and the YouTube on Facebook to secure your day spiritually and prophetically. Listen to the radio podcast as well. Welcome also to Tuesday, the 24th day in the month. Please open your hand and heart to receive. I'm responding with amen. I receive it. This is your day. Say with me, this is my day. If you have not, this is my season. My long-awaited miracle shall finally drop today. Say amen. Yes, expect a miracle delivery today. Who is this? You are stuck. It's like you are stuck on one spot in life. No progress, no increase, no promotion, no change in your life, in all you do. This year is just like other previous years. No improvement. No, this is not acceptable. The Bible says they go from strength to strength and then from glory to glory. If what I have been saying with the word of knowledge is you or any of your loved ones, lay your hand on your chest and stand in the gap for them. Be saying amen. I prophesy, be released. Be brought out of that snare. The snare is broken and you have escaped. By the supernatural and divine power of God, your change season is now. The invisible hand of God will shift you forward. Do this if you can. Jump forward gently. Three times and declare, I am set free. I am set free. I am set free. Each time you make the jump, yes, you are. Things will start changing for you rapidly. Help will start coming. Ideas will start coming into your mind. Then read Psalm 20, verses 1 to 4, Psalm 121, verses 1 to 2, and Psalm 40, verses 1 to 3. Write them out and engage them in warfare prayers. For 3 days, between 45 minutes to 1 hour per session of prayer, either early in the morning, set your alarm to wake up on time, or when you retire home before you sleep at night. 3 consecutive days, the yoke will totally break off. If you have pain in any part of your body, my listener, lay hand there. I want to pray healing prayers. You are healed. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. There must be no sickness feasting on you. Therefore, be completely healed. Say, amen, I am healed. Try to do what you couldn't do before. You are healed. March 24th, celebrant. Your birthday prayers. You are blessed. Your new age is blessed. The number of your days you will fulfill. Happy birthday. Listeners, welcome to day 2 of teachings and counseling using questions and situations that listeners are sending in. Send yours if you have any. First issue today. Daddy, good afternoon, sir. Daddy, please treat my question. A boy is asking for my daughter's hand in marriage. The boy is earning less than 150,000 naira every month, and my daughter is currently earning more than 400,000 naira every month. Daddy, will there be peace in this marriage? Wow. My answer is both yes and no. Yes, if you have trained your daughter well to be hardworking, to be humble and submissive, and be supportive to her would-be husband. Yes, if your daughter is connected to this platform to listen to our several teachings on what a lady should look for in a man before saying, yet I do in marriage. But no, capital no, if the young man lack character, lack a clear vision and focus for his life, if he has no visible profession. No, If it's a laid-back person, lazy, lack strive, and a gold digger, waiting to live a soft life, depending on a wife's income, instead of being the chief provider of the home. No, if his attitude to work and life is wrong. Listen, a brilliant, visionary, highly focused young man may start with a salary of 150 naira per month, but I tell you, he will not stay long there. His vision, focus, profession, aggressive pursuit of life will make a way for him. His beginning may be small, but if he possesses those qualities I highlighted, his later end will be great. For instance, I started my work life with a salary of 100 naira a month way back December 1978. Then it was increased to 180 naira. I left that company to join another one that started with me with 300 naira in 1979. Then I left to another place that started with me with 416,000 naira. That's 1981. Then I resigned. I started a company of my own. And then I started doing other businesses. Then I went into politics. Then to God's kingdom work as we have it today. Here we are today. I had no work physically when we got married, July 2, 1983. But then I went into egg selling, collecting eggs from poultry farmers in and around Ibadan, took them to Lagos to sell. I wanted to make it in life. I did that for 4 years. Then, from selling egg, from the proceeds, I opened a bookshop that is still running till today. In today's Nigeria, both 150,000 naira he earns and 400,000 naira that your daughter earns amounts to little or nothing. Once this young man has the qualities I mentioned, plus the fear of God, and they are both friends, adding value to each other, they will soon be talking in millions, not even in thousands. This counsel is also for all singles listening to me. All parents, send this to all your sons and daughters wherever they are. Number 4, happy Sunday, sir. When you sell your assets with the purpose of settling your debts and also starting a business, how does one pay tithe from the sales proceeds of such assets? Wow, asset selling is money earned. Regardless of the fact that you had debt to pay, the debt you owe as a product of certain mistakes you must have made. So pay your tithe from the sales of the asset. This is different from taking a loan to run a business or someone sending money to you specifically to do a business. You sold an asset, paid the tithe. Perhaps it was not paying tithe, giving God his own portion that nulled you and made open the door for your owing and for your near bankruptcy. Don't do that again. Give God his own portion. Do that first and see what will follow. God will always be true. Next, Daddy, please, sir, can I take my husband to the human rights for him to live up to his responsibility at home? Number 2, can I borrow money from online to do business because I and my children are starving? Wow, oh no. Don't ever borrow money from online or from anywhere to start a business. It will stress you, if not run you out of town. You will struggle and it will put pressure on you. Please don't try it. Then talk to your pastor, if you have any, or a trained marriage counselor to sit both you and your husband down for counseling. Let's stop here today. Please rebroadcast it to your contact. Do so daily. My book, All From the Valley, The Story of My Life, was out of stock for a while. Many people have been asking for it. It has now been reprinted. Everyone should have that book, The Story of My Life. Obtain a copy. Send an SMS to our book officer, Bookie, on +234 805 634 6434 758. Tomorrow is the Prayer Mountain service at our Life Camp, Kado Life Camp, after the fish market in Abuja, 12 to 2 p.m. Telephone numbers for more inquiry, 0806-133-2800. Thursday is the prayer mountain in our Mararaba Center. That is the boundary of Nasarawa and Abuja. So all Nasarawa and Abuja residents be in the Mararaba Center on Thursday. Two services, 7 to 9 a.m. and 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. That's the prayer mountain in Mararaba. Our venue is the Living Spring Chapel, opposite Timber Shed, beside Vitafoam Depot, Mararaba. Telephone numbers to call for further inquiries on the Mararaba Prayer Mountain service this Thursday, 7 to 9 and 9:30 to 11, is 074-555-0777. Start calling now. Month is ending already. So if you are a monthly tither, battle, Thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed of 3333 that we are sowing this month, and the 5K that businessmen and women are attaching for God's intervention in their businesses, do so with joy, giving praise and thanksgiving to God, winning souls for the kingdom of God, prayer and fasting, paying tithe and sowing seed. These are part of our covenant obligation to God as long as we live. Do them with joy. See them as a privilege and not a burden. God will keep blessing you. He keep lifting you. Oh, God will give seed to the sower. Only bread will he give to the eater. Don't just be an eater. Be a seed sower. Be a tither. Broadcast this message to other people. Win soul to the kingdom of God. I speak to your life. You will fulfill purpose and see the power of God more than ever before. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day.